Dictation for Philip, PHILIP, Block, BLOCK, September 1867. Addresses a letter to Stacy, STACEY, Mullin, MULLIN, nurse practitioner, at the office of Dr. Mohan, MOHAN, 810-275-0307. Dear Mrs. Mullin, follow-up for Mr. Black. This is not a cancel, as I have seen him before, less than 3 years, back in June 2020. He required dialysis for a short period of time because of acute and chronic renal failure. At that time, secondary to a combination of pre-renal ATN, ibuprofen, and the presence of lisinopril atacant, at the presence of diuretics, a component of rhabdomyolysis and mild pancreatitis. He was able to come off dialysis. I have not seen him since then. He was admitted February 2021 for CHF exacerbation. He is now more consistent using CPAP machine at home. He did have a gallbladder removal. A few weeks ago, admitted locally to McLaren for nausea vomiting, thought to be related to positive coronavirus infection. There was bradycardia, 2-in-1 AV block, a low ejection fraction, which is new for him, with plans for Dr. Mohan, MOHAN, to do a cardiac cath in the near future. Comes in company with wife. The nausea vomiting is resolved, able to eat, no dysphagia, no abdominal pain, bowel movements without diarrhea, bleeding, making good amount of urine, no cloudiness of blood, presently no chest pain palpitations, does not have a pacemaker, minor dyspneum activity. He's tall, large, obese person, no gross orthopnea PND. Sleep apnea to be refitted on January 13. Denies falling episode, no skin rash bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no headaches. Next paragraph. The past medical history for diabetes, hypertension, obesity, arthritis, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, prior TIA stroke without focal motor deficit, however some memory issues, no prior has a 4 cm ascending thoracic aorta, LAR, C-O-L-L-A-R in Midland, fatty liver. Next paragraph, surgeries including bilateral lens implant for cataract 3 months ago, left-sided total hip replacement, gallbladder, right knee scope, prior colonoscopies. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfabactrin, clarithromycin. Next paragraph, never drink or smoke or drugs in depressing or past. Next paragraph, pressing medications include tramadol, HCTC, insulin, Toujeo, T-O-U-J-E-O, sliding scale insulin, Lasix, Norvasc, Lyrica, Lipitor, new medication, Farxiga, has Trulicity, Protanix, Cymbalta, Metformin, prior Entresto, ENTR, ESTO, discontinue, Novolog, Penergan, and Pramipexol, PRAMIPEXOLE. next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 292, 70 inches tall, blood pressure 120 over 80, right and left, large cup sitting position, no respiratory distress, alert oriented sign 3, no palpable neck masses, no lymph nodes, carotid bruise or JVD, no RAL wheezes, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no palpable liver, spleen masses or ascites, no bruits, 2 plus edema, pulses present but decreased, I don't see gangrene or ischemic changes of the toes, normal speech, no focal deficits, normal eye movements. Review the discharge summary a few weeks ago from McLaren. The last chemistries. From the emergency room visits, hospital admission, creatinine, was 1.6. At that time, sodium, potassium, acid base normal, calcium, albumin normal, liver function test not elevated, pro-BNP minor increase at 711. No anemia, normal white blood cell, normal platelets. Over time, early December, creatinine 2.3, November 1.7, previously between 1.2 and 1.6. This is from July. GFR will be around 45, stage 3. The last diabetes A1C at 7.4. The most recent albumin creatinine ratio in the urine was normal, although in the past has been elevated. Within the last few years, normal-sized kidneys without obstruction and no evidence of renal artery stenosis by Doppler. The new echocardiogram with low ejection fraction at 38% and degree of left ventricular hypertrophy. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute kidney injury at the time of coronavirus infection with nausea vomiting. At that time, he was on Entresto, which was discontinued, and kidney function appears improved. Next number, CKD stage 3. Likely diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Next number, new low ejection fraction, likely representing coronary artery disease. Dr. Mohan, cardiology, plans to do a cardiac cath, which I'm not going to oppose. Please give him some hydration before and after procedure. Monitor potassium creatinine within 24-48 hours after cardiac cath. His heart is priority. He understands, as well as wife, the potential risk for AV cancer exposure, and also cholesterol emboli, but that's superseded by the importance of his heart. Next number, hypertension. Presently appears to be well controlled on pressing medications. Next number, diabetes, fair control over time. next number obesity, next number sleep apnea, has not tolerated CPAP machine, a retrial titration again in the near future. Next number, new medication for Farxiga, discuss about potential side effects, including UTI, yeast infection, soft tissue infection of the genital area. Next paragraph, ascending aortic aneurysm is stable over time, has followed with vascular surgeon. Next number, low-level proteinuria, non-nephrotic range. Next number, prior mild anemia without external bleeding. Next number, fatty liver. All issues discussed with the patient. We will monitor upcoming cardiac cath kidney function, follow with you over time, end of dictation.